from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that liked to work the grill. As soon as you walk in the house, it's like, get away from that grill. You don't know how to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chad, throw the mat. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Thursday afternoon, the start of the NFL season tonight with the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Baltimore Ravens, which means we got to get our season picks on the record. We need to put these on the record. You can put it on Indeed. The board. Yes. Without further ado, our division and a commercial playing in my ear. Okay, now. Without further ado, or maybe there is ado.
More ado.
This is much ado about do. All right. Our division and Super Bowl winner. All three of us. Let's go. All right. First up, let's start in the NFC West. Who is your division winner? In the NFC West.
Oh, don't make me say it.
Say it. Say it.
Stupid Chiefs.
NFC West.
Oh, NFC West. Okay. 49ers. I think it's AFC West.
NFC West.
Well,
we know it's your AFC West.
Yeah, I went with the 49ers. I did hesitate. I'm half buying the Rams. I know how terrible that sounds, but I don't know. There's no Aaron Donald, which gives me great pause.
That is all of my pause.
Great pause. But I don't know, man. McVay and the Rams and Stafford, I don't know. But I am taking the Niners.
All right.
Niners.
Clean sweep. 49ers win the NFC
Bang,
West.
Bang, Niner gang.
All right. In the NFC East. In the NFC East, I'm going to start this thing off. I'm going to go with a team that has a lot of controversy kind of swirling around it right now, but they did get better on from a skill standpoint at running back and at linebacker with the additions of Saquon Barkley and Patrick Queen, respectively. I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think this says more about the division itself.
My absolutely bat-ass crazy pick, I am picking the Commanders to win the division.
Ooh.
I think the Eagles are going to implode.
Wow.
The Cowboys are a disaster, and the Commanders are this year's Texans.
Okay.
Eagles. Bold pick.
Eagles.
Eagles.
NFC North, I'm going the Detroit Lions. Dan Campbell's doing Applebee's ads now. The world is right. The Detroit Lions seem like a Super Bowl contender.
I wanted to pick something different here just to shake it up, but I can't.
Right.
I was riding that Lions train hard last year, and I'm not getting off anytime soon.
All right.
I, too, have the Lions.
Wow. All right, the NFC South, I got the Atlanta Falcons. I think Kirk Cousins will improve that roster enough to win that division, which is not a great division by any stretch of the imagination. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won it last year at 9-8. I think Kirk Cousins is a guy I do not trust to win in the playoffs, but I trust him to win that division. And my reasoning behind going with Atlanta over Tampa Bay, we saw the best version of Baker Mayfield last year. His offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, Dave Canales, is now the head coach of the Carolina Panthers within that division itself. So I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons being the most talented team in that division.
I am going to go with those Bucs because Baker Mayfield did have that season last year. He was a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. They have one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, Mike Evans. Their entire offensive line is nice, good, solid, certainly above average. Defensively, they're pretty much set everywhere. I like that team as a whole. They're not a title contending team, but they're just a really good team. This is that perennial 9-7, 10-6 type team that we've always had for years, where you're like, that's a playoff team.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you have in this division, is a 10-7, 11-6 team is going to win this division.
I think Dusty looked at my sheet before we took the test today. I, too, have the Falcons.
I filled mine out very first. Very first one on the sheet.
Yeah, and it's basically just somebody has to win that division because
they're doo-doo.
Yeah.
They are doo-doo, baby. They are doo-doo, baby. I think it's going to be tough for Tampa, too, because do you know who their crossover division is? The AFC West. Okay. The other crossover division that they have is the NFC East, which is not that bad. Mm. But because they were a playoff team a year ago, they also have to play the Baltimore Ravens and Detroit Lions.
Tough on the schedule.
So they have the Chiefs, Lions, and Ravens this year.
Their top three Super Bowl.
And the San Francisco 49ers are on their schedule as well.
Top four Super Bowl picks. It's tough.
Dang, maybe they're like, we don't want to win the division anymore. We don't want to win the division anymore.
That's all. You know what I hear there? There's 13 more chances to win games.
13 more chances to win some football games. All right, let's go through our wild card picks in the NFC. Whom's do you got, Mr. Meringue?
I went Packers because I was splitting hairs. I just don't see the weapons there. I know some people really like the Packers offensively with LaFleur and Love. I like Christian Watson. I don't love him. Again, they don't have a number one, so I don't understand how you can sit there and go, they're going to be one of the best offenses in football. It's hard for me to see that, but still a really good team. I am buying what the Rams are selling. I'm going to go down that line. I have them as a wild card team. And then the Eagles, because the talent is overwhelming despite the stupid and probably the implosion.
Yeah.
I got the Packers, Commies, and Rams.
Oh, I'm right. Wow.
Yeah. Great insight, Bob.
All right, I got the Packers, the Cowboys, because this is who the Cowboys are. Good enough to get to the wild card, and then Dak Prescott dribbles it down his leg, along with his coach, Mike McCarthy.
Do they give him an MVP just so he can lose in the first round and they can really beat him over the head
with
it?
Don't do that. And then my third wild card team, this is a team that I'm just going to ride with because I said they could be okay this year. Over-under on their win total is 7.5, which is very similar to a lot of these teams that we're talking about here. The Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, see, your Cardinals kink is kind of like my Commanders kink right now. We both have one where, like, we shouldn't believe in them.
No.
But there's something there.
Yeah. Yeah. Marvin Harrison Jr., Maserati Marv!
You have your crazy, Kyler and
Jonathan
Marvin.
Gannon. Jonathan Gannon as a defensive coordinator.
I'm going with my crazy with Jaden Daniels.
All right. Do it. I do not feel comfortable about that, but hey, you got to have turnover in those playoffs. Mm. I'm turning that bad boy over with the Cardinals and the Falcons and Eagles. All right, AFC. Let's start in the AFC West. I think this is going to be a clean sweep. It's Danny, I'm making you say it.
It's the Chiefs.
It is the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs.
All right, in the AFC East, I'm maybe bucking a trend here. Mm. I'm going the Miami Dolphins.
I am going to go with the Bills because I'm still going to take the best quarterback, even without the weapons. I'm really interested to see what the play calling ends up looking like.
Yeah.
Is this a coach saving his job or is this a coach getting fired?
It's going to go either way.
Because I think that's what's going to happen. You're going to have a coach show that he is adaptable and he's figured it out, or they're going to make a change at the end of the season.
Yep.
This was, I think, the division I struggled with most between the Dolphins and the Bills, but I went with Miami.
You know, I have a question. You can wear the Guardian cap now. Why doesn't Tua wear it?
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe because it's too on brand.
Like?
You mean Tua on brand?
Oh, he's back. He's back. All right, AFC North, I'm going the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going the Cincinnati. Joe Burrow, healthy. Jamar Chase will be back. They have improved their offensive line tremendously across the board. We're drafting Mims out of Georgia as a right tackle. Then you also bring in Trent Brown this offseason. I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals to win that division, a war of attrition in the AFC North.
I love the Bengals. That is a team that I truly, truly like outside of watching the Raiders. It is probably the team that I watch the most.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about schedules. They have the Chiefs. They have the Eagles. They have, there was one other one in here. Oh, the Cowboys for their non-conference games. And I was like, that's a tough slate. That's a tough slate right out of, for a team that's going to be working Jamar Chase back in, doesn't have Joe Mixon. So I leaned and I went Ravens. Against my better judgment, I did go Ravens. I was one of those people 2-3 years ago that was critical of Lamar Jackson, his inability or unwillingness to push the ball down the field, and his inconsistent accuracy with it.
Yeah.
Over the last 2 years, he has absolutely been nails there. I don't have a reason to question Lamar Jackson anymore, so I'm going to go with them simply because I think they've got a little more juice now.
I did also struggle with this division between the Bengals and the Ravens, but in the end, the Bengals came out on top.
All right. AFC South.
I'm going to go with the Jaguars.
You wrote the Texans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did. I went back and forth. I'm sorry. I am going to go with the Texans.
Certainly not.
Yes. I'm going to go with the Texans. I waffled back and forth on this one, as you can tell. I am going to not buy the regression.
Okay.
But I think you're looking at that game between them at the end of the season as what's going to decide that division.
Okay. Yeah. I could see that.
I think nobody is running away with this division. I do see the Texans, though, having a little bit of a regression, but this is going to be... The team coming out of here is going to be 10-7, maybe 9-8, but I'm going with the Jaguars.
I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars as well. The thing that holds me back from Houston is the fact they were that division winner. So their three games that are not the non-crossover divisional games, they will have to play the NFC North as a crossover division, but the three teams that they play outside of their crossover divisions, the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Green Bay Packers. They have a tougher schedule this year. That's what happens when you win the division the year before. That makes things exponentially harder. That's why I'm going with the Jacksonville Jaguars, where instead of having to play the Baltimore Ravens, they are in the Chiefs. They get the Raiders, they get the Browns, and then their third team that they play is also the Green Bay Packers. So two of those exponential... Oh, no, the Packers are part of their crossover at the NFC North. Their other one... Oh, the Raiders. I already said them. The Eagles. And the Browns. Raiders, Eagles, Browns. That's a lot easier than the three that you have for the Houston Texans there. So I'm going Jacksonville Jaguars. AFC wild cards. I got the Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens, and Houston Texans. Those are my three wild cards.
Ravens, Bills, Chargers.
Oh.
I went Bengals, Jags, Steelers because Mike Tomlin is not going to let go of that.
Ooh. Hey, we will have a little update coming up on the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. Super Bowl. Who do you got in the Super Bowl?
I went Ravens and Lions.
Ravens beating the Lions?
Indeed.
Ravens beating
Lamar
the Lions.
Lamar Jackson getting over the hump.
Derrick Henry gets a big old ring for his big old hands.
Mm-hmm.
This is a terribly boring prediction, but Chiefs, Niners.
Boo! I've got the... I want new blood. I want new blood.
Mm.
I'm going Lions, Bengals.
I like it.
That is like... People look at that and be like...
Lions, Tigers, oh my.
They'd be like, that's the grossest Super Bowl ever. It'll be beautiful
Are
to me, damn
me?
It.
Stylistically, Lions and Bengals would be a fantastic game.
It would be
game.
The most fun game. Beautiful uniforms,
yeah.
Too.
Stark and contrast, blue versus white and orange.
It's the big cat game.
Yeah.
You got big old cats and playing Lions versus Bengals.
The Lions and Bears meet in the NFC Championship. You have Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
See? Oh, my.
Who would be the oh, my?
You beat me to the Lions and Tigers and Bears thing.
All right. Let's get to, let's get to an update for the Pittsburgh Steelers. all right. So, our Super Bowl picks. I got the Lions over the Bengals. Feel not confident in that. You've got the Ravens and the Lions. Rust is vanilla ice cream over there. Chiefs over the 49ers for the three-peat.
What are you going to do?
I mean...
If you think they're the best two teams, you pick the best two teams.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
I know. I'm just... I thought
you
so.
You did that.
So
and
there.
That's you're smart. Directional school, private university. That's the difference right there. All right.
That
we
I
have
got an, kicked out of.
We have an update. We have an update out of Pittsburgh next on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A couple of injuries in the NFL that are going to play a big factor. Steelers quarterback Russell Wilson limited in Thursday's practice due to lingering calf tightness. Remember, this
Mr.
is
Limited.
This is what kept him out of the first two preseason games. Why he played in the third preseason game is get that calf tightness. Not good. He's 35, getting up there. Calves, nothing to screw around with. Mike Tomlin saying that he did it out of an abundance of caution. So, Russell Wilson, kind of on the shelf. If not, it'll be Justin Fields. Poor Steelers chance.
I don't know if this is necessarily an important quarterback update. I think it's just a quarterback update. You're going from one level of suck to another.
Well,
if he doesn't play.
Well, Mike Tomlin said he feels extremely comfortable if Justin Fields has to play.
Well, yeah, because you're counting on your quarterback not being good no matter what.
All right, here's actually injury of note. Christian McCaffrey still dealing with calf and Achilles soreness. That one is lingering for a long time, too. He's been out of practice for a while, returned like yesterday.
That's
and then
one
today,
you have to address.
It's popping back up again because they're not just saying calf. They're saying calf
and Achilles.
And Achilles.
Which means shut it down.
Dude, boy. And this is why you need guys like Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
This is it right here. And I mentioned this yesterday. Or 2 days ago. Christian McCaffrey is on that carries threshold, too, that we talk about with Derrick Henry.
Yeah, it's a lot sooner.
Guys break down because they worked him like a mule in Carolina for nothing.
Yeah, he's getting like 450 touches a year.
And so you get that many touches, brother, it's going to add up, and they come down on you like a ton of bricks. So I hope McCaffrey, they just kind of shut him down for a little bit, make sure he's back, and get him healthy, because you also don't want a Ferrari with a lingering injury.
No,
and that's what Christian McCaffrey is.
You park him for a month. You don't need him out of the gate.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's your injury updates. Take them.
Okay.
All right. I don't know how they do it, too. There's one other NFL note. Noah Gray just got an extension in Kansas City.
Mm.
Tight end. 3-year, $19.5 million deal.
Where'd they find the money? Couch cushions?
I don't know. But now your $50 million a year quarterback in Patrick Mahomes is like a bargain. Maybe that's where you're getting it from.
So,
remember when he signed a $500 million deal?
Yeah,
and people
were like, whoa.
How are they going to do this? Me included. Well, turns out.
I mean, the thing about it wasn't necessarily the fact that he was getting $50 million a year. Like, that part of it made you understood where the market was going. But you had to put, 40% in escrow?
I think all of the money that's guaranteed has to go into escrow.
Oh,
so every
is?
Dollar that's guaranteed on
which
that contract.
Which a big part of his was guaranteed.
It has to go into escrow, which is why their locker room probably sucks and they think ownership is not good.
Because they parked $200+ million in cash in an account.
Yeah. Let me check that really quick. $210.6 million.
So it's like about 40%.
Huh. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
That's to put into perspective, I believe Jeannie Buss of the Lakers is worth $500 million, which means she would need to liquidate assets to put the money in the bank to pay that.
Not good, Bob.
Yeesh.
Not good.
And that's why there's not 10-year deals in the NBA.
And he gets that. Oh, wow. He just restructured it to now it's more than $273 million guaranteed.
Oof.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, I'm going to need you to put another $63 million away.
It's over a four-year period that he'll get that money.
Because they deferred all of it to the back end. Good Lord.
No, they didn't defer. It's just non-guaranteed money in the back end of the contract. So none of that's deferred. It's all in 4 years. It's front-loaded.
You're saying it's front-loaded. I thought you were saying it's back-loaded. Okay.
No, that's why he gets it in 4 years.
I thought you were
saying...
That's
a lot of money.
Over 4 years at the back end.
No.
Still, $263 million?
73.
73 in 4 years?
Yeah. That's why he's buying soccer teams and stuff.
Crap.
It's good to be Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes and his turd brother, Jackson Mahomes.
Hanging on for scraps.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right, coming up with the worst day on the web. Science is scary, and bugs now have explosive backpacks.
What?
Yeah. But first, here's a big Kahuna Sports Center update.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks!
I hate when I find things like this because then I just get completely sucked in because the headlines are just so incredible coming from the science world.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Julio Rodriguez heard you talking about him.
Mm.
Julio Rodriguez, right about the same time that you were talking about how down of a year he's having, hit the third longest home run of his career.
Good for him.
Exit velo of 111.1 miles per hour, launch angle of 27 degrees, hang time of 5.4 seconds, traveling 448 feet.
Nearly perfect. That's nearly perfect.
Yeah.
Exit velo actually sounds kind of low considering how far he hit that.
And in true Mariners fashion, nobody on base.
I mean, they're up 3-0. 3-0. They can't blow that.
Look,
there's no way they blow that.
Not a J-Rod hater. I love
it.
No,
I know you don't.
I want the kid to be really good.
Yeah.
But
it's just that them's is the rules is right when you talk about a guy struggling, he hits a home run.
Mm.
Yeah.
Transitioning to this, here's a home run for science.
Okay.
Da-dum-dum-tsh. This headline is incredible. Kamikaze termites blow themselves up with explosive backpacks, and scientists have just figured out how. There is a termite in French Guiana that carries a highly volatile toxic rucksack on its back that they're able to use to defend its colony when threatened.
Like toxic to people or just other insects that are small? Like how terrified do I need to be of these termites?
It says it's rich in highly poisonous benzocaiones, which can immobilize or kill predators.
I have no idea what that means.
I don't either, because they don't say how dangerous or
I feel like
toxic it is to people.
People are predators. We're the apex predators right now. Take that, lions, bears. We got guns.
They're theorizing that it's because they're only finding it in quote-unquote older termites that their jaws basically dull.
Oh.
And so this is their last way of, like, defending the colony. Is like, they develop
Look at
this,
that for some evolution,
right?
Huh?
Evolution's freaking terrifying, dude.
Yeah, maybe they're...
It's like the mice on the island in South Africa.
Yeah.
That are out there...
Like, that's how...
Eating albatross.
In 1,000 years, wars are going to be won by us sending our olds...
loaded with IEDs?
Well, I mean, I would say like maybe naturally they start growing something, like little fecal bombs or whatever.
Crap bombs.
Yeah.
Well, the 118-year-old woman is out there being wheeled around. And lo and behold, she's got 6 pounds of C4 underneath her.
Yeah. That'd be wild, dude.
Well...
Just glide in there with all that loose skin.
Well, there's another science story that I thought like a flying squirrel just dropped out of a C-130. Just flopping in the wind.
Dude. Gross. All right.
But yeah, this is it's a very specific thing. It's only happening in this one area. And I just, the more I read about it, I was just like, why is this a thing? Why are bugs and animals, why is the evolution getting so much more terrifying?
Because nature is getting more and more terrifying. I think that's it right there, my dude. Because, like, look, we have all of these insects and animals are facing extinction and are going away, which means that the predators turn their attention to something else. And these guys are like, no, not so fast, my friend. I'm not playing that game. My body's going to find a way to kill you right back. And it's getting even more and more terrifying. Murder hornets. Remember when murder hornets were a thing? It's only a matter of time. And it was a story like this. And they're like, hey, there's these big Asian hornets. They're called murder hornets. And it's not a problem, guys. This is totally a problem over there. They got a whole ocean. And then like 2 months later, like, yeah, by the way, murder hornets are in Washington now. Yeah. Now we're gonna have these kamikaze termites in no time.
Yeah,
over
remember we actually located where the murder hornets were and snuffed them out.
Yeah, and started tracking them.
Yeah, they tied a string to one.
Which is like,
it's like, how the hell did you tie a string to this?
It's like my 7-year-old's plan. It's like, I'm gonna tie a string to this, and then he goes all like Lenny and crushes whatever he's trying to tie a string to.
It's like, whoa, easy. Easier, I don't get the right idea though. But remember, they tied a string to it that had the world's smallest little tracking device back to its nest, and then we snuffed it down with using a laser from space.
I don't know about the lasers from space, but I think we went in there with something and we took them out.
Not true.
Yeah, it would be a lot cooler if it was.
Space lasers are pretty rad.
All right. Space Force is using the Star Trek logo. They made that official.
Yeah, I mentioned that to you the other day. They made it official, and
it's awful.
It's a complete ripoff of Star Wars or Star Trek. Oh, I almost said Star Wars and got the nerds really, really riled up.
You could have blamed it on me. I would have taken that heat.
Yeah, no,
I'm fine with that.
Perfect.
You don't
want that heat though.
It doesn't bother me. Oof. When I tell people I haven't seen Star Wars, they're like, "Ah, aneurysm." Still haven't seen it.
Looking at the hazardous index of the benzo here, it'll mess you up pretty good.
Okay.
Like, it's not going to kill you, but it can cause serious vision disturbances.
I already got that.
Irritation of the throat and lungs, causing nosebleed, hoarseness, conjunctivitis in your eyes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Ulceration and vomiting. Like, it's not a good thing.
No, it sounds pretty terrible.
Could cause you to pass out.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want that. That seems like Outbreak. That seems like the movie Outbreak. You know, weren't people like bleeding,
out of
coughing
their eyes.
Up blood and bleeding from their eyes and stuff? Yeah, I don't want that. This is how Outbreak starts. It's not a little monkey.
Little Outbreak monkey?
It's a termite. From where? French
Guiana.
Guiana. All right.
There was one other note here that I almost went with. Did you remember you ever hear about the star? The con artist? Her name was Anna Delvey.
Yeah, I watched her thing, yeah.
Yeah, well, she's going to appear on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, get out of here.
With an ankle bracelet on.
Okay, now bring her in. Put her on that show.
Brother, the actual PR for the show is described as the notorious ankle bracelet fashionista.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to throw this out there. This gets announced a couple of weeks after the Olympics happen. So they're like, hey, Ray Gun conned her way into the Olympics. Why don't we have a con woman on Dancing with the Stars?
But they would have brought Raygun on.
They need to.
You would tune in. It'd be like Deion Sanders at Colorado at the first game.
People would watch.
They tune in to Hate Watch.
Yeah, but then 100%. She would probably do a pretty decent job, and because they'd be like, no, we are not going to lay on our side and.
You do have a partner that's going to basically do most of this.
And violently twitch on your side.
Or any kangaroo kickbacks.
We will not be doing the kangaroo kickback.
I would laugh if they like spun her out like a one hand and she like launched into the kangaroo kickback. Oh, God. That's her signature move?
They're angling for it.
Oh, that's a great setup. Also on the cast of Dancing with the Stars, Tori Spelling, which, shocking. I thought she was dead.
No, Tori Spelling, I think her and her husband fell on some rough times last time I heard, which was like 5, 6, 7 years ago. I don't know.
Oh, God, she looks terrifying.
Well,
There's a lot of really bad plastic surgery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like really, really, really bad.
Huh.
Oof.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Hmm.
Okay.
Tori Spelling. Bank files for collection on $220,000 debt. That from a while ago.
Yeah, wasn't Aaron Spelling worth like hundreds of millions of dollars? Doesn't he have a house on what's the golf course in LA?
Yeah, she got rid of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Tori Spelling, Dean McDermott owe $400,000 in unpaid debt as of June 2nd of this year.
Living that life, yet still getting that plastic surgery.
Yeah. She's not the one with the ankle monitor on this show.
I might have buried the lead here. Also on Dancing with the Stars, Dwight Howard.
This is becoming an all-time weird cast of Dancing with the Stars. Athletes usually do really good on Dancing with the Stars.
But also, Dwight Howard's 6'9" and 280 pounds.
This ends with Anna Delvey and Dwight Howard getting married, right?
Well.
Is that how this ends?
I don't think so, because...
Because what?
Dwight.
Oh, that story of the trans woman online.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, I don't, doesn't he have kids though too?
I don't know.
I think he does.
Maybe?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Hey, more power to
him. Look, I'd stayed away. The Dwight stuff got real weird there for a while, so.
Yeah, well, the reporting of it where she was, like, blackmailing him, and then all of a sudden it was like.
And then the text messages. And,
oh, they all got released, and then it just kind of went away.
Yep. Everybody just went, well, that's too far for us. We're good here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. There's your weird stuff of the day. What a. Somehow pivot out of this.
Braylon Howard is Dwight Howard's first child.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, it says first child, so I don't know if there's any more.
More? Or
yeah.
This isn't a Antonio Cromartie situation?
He has three sons.
Oh, okay.
Braylon, Dwight the third, and Trey. Or Trey.
Is Dwight Howard
a
junior?
And then David. And then he has two daughters, Layla and Jade.
Huh.
So he's got five kids.
He said Dwight Howard the third. Is he a junior?
That would lead me. Yes, Dwight David Howard the second.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And he named his second kid Dwight the third.
Not the first kid. That's weird.
Yeah. He went Braylon with the first kid and then Dwight the third.
Braylon sounds made up.
Braylon is 17.
Wow. Really? And not on a AAU team that I've heard of? Seems like every kid that is of that age right now of an NBA player is an NBA prospect.
Oh, hold on. Let me see. I'll check to see what AAU team he's on.
Some sort of street soldiers.
When you Google Braylon Howard, football comes up before basketball.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Going the other way.
He's only 5'11".
That seems like a Shaq and his original chick situation.
Yeah.
Where the height. Just didn't go all the way over for
5'11", 170-pound wide receiver.
Huh.
Yeah.
That growth spurt is going to be crazy. He's going to be a tight end when he gets to college. Coming up next, pivot to college football and college sports in general, as the Big 12 and college football are both about to make some landscape-shifting decisions. Danny and Dusty, Tenny the Fan. Some news and notes here on the world of college sports in general, particularly starting with the Big 12. Remember, the Big 12 were not actually doing anything. They were totally okay with their membership and not making any changes. And now for a conference that was never making any changes, except they've put a pause on any negotiations with the University of Connecticut about expansion. Well, if you weren't talking to anybody, how could you put pause on negotiations?
Well, on Big Noon Kick on Saturday... they were in, Morgantown, West Virginia, mm-hmm. for Penn State, West Virginia. They had the commissioner, Brett Yormark, of the Big 12 on, and they asked him directly about UConn expansion. He said, I can't talk about that directly right now. So there, prior to Saturday, there was like this deflection of, nothing to see here. He did say, I can't talk about that directly. But what he went on to say after that is something that you should, if you're an Oregon State and Washington State fan, you could take it one of two ways. He said, we are looking for big names, big fan bases, big markets. Okay? Now,
which along those lines, I want to bring this up real quick. If you're Oregon State and Washington State. This weekend, you brought in, if you're Washington State, 223,000 views on CW. Oregon State, you brought in 381,000 views on the CW. That is not helping you.
That does not help you at all. But, I mean, you were playing Portland State and Idaho State, but those are also local brands as well.
AVP Volleyball, which was the lead-in,
dang,
got 213,000.
Yikes.
So, take that for what it's worth.
That's not great, Bob. That is not
inside great. The NFL got 267,000, splitting the difference between Washington State and Oregon State on the CW, which is in local markets.
Yikes. Well, on that note, you could take that as very bad news in that you do not have big fan bases, you are not big brands, and you are not in big markets. Mm-hmm. But the spin zone that, and they're talking about the future expansion. That hasn't really been what the Big 12 has done to this point, but now they're in a position of safety. They were in a position of survival.
Yes.
And now they are in a position of safety in that they know that they are going to survive. Well, yeah, I pause on strength because strength is what the Big Ten and the SEC are. They are safe in that they don't fear of being dissolved. The ACC does fear of being dissolved. And here's where it's scary if you're the Oregon State and Washington State, and you hope to get into the Big 12, is that there are bigger markets, brands, and fan bases up and down the ACC.
And if the ACC, or I'm sorry, if UConn is one of them, you're in trouble because they're not a football brand.
No. And they've made no bones about it. They want to be a basketball conference.
But again,
and look at the additions that they made bringing Arizona in. They are a basketball conference through and through.
And that's where my safety part of it comes from, is that their safety comes from they will be lifted up by basketball.
No, yeah, that's where they are safe. They're safe in all of that. But Beav and Coug fans are looking at it going, well, of expansion eligible teams, mm-hmm. our fan bases, who else are you going to take outside of UConn? Okay, who else would you take? And this is going to be the scary part for Oregon State and Washington State, is that the Big 12 could feasibly look at a school like UNLV this year, mm-hmm. and say, we want that. We want Vegas. Mm-hmm. Right now, the odds makers have said one of the top schools is shifted for the Group of Five team to make the college football playoff is UNLV. Mm-hmm. They do not have historically nearly as good as what Oregon State and Washington State have put on the football field. But they would look at it and say, it's a growing area, a market that we want to be in. Mm-hmm. A lot of money is sitting there, and they are in a growth trajectory, not a hold on for dear life. They could also look at San Diego State and say, Southern California, although the fan base is not big, and you do not have nearly as much history, you are sitting there going, okay, could they go for big brands, big markets? Vegas pops out, UConn pops out, mm-hmm. and then any of those schools in the ACC, if the ACC does dissolve.
And there's another team in that Group of Five that is getting a ton of buzz getting into this week as Boise State gets ready to take on the Oregon Ducks. Coming up next, we have Bob Beeler, play-by-play for the Boise State Broncos here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.